Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Yeshua the Christ. We come with uplifted hands as we enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise. Abba, Father, we come to lay between the porch and the altar, to intercede for our brothers and sisters all over the world. We come, Father, covered in the blood of Yeshua. We come, Father, as your humble servants, creating us a clean heart, O God, renewing us the right spirit. Remove anything that is not like you. We give you full control, O God, of our lives, of the lives of our children, our family members, the ministry that you have assigned us. We vow, Lord God, to move only when you say move. Give when you say give. We declare and decree that we function according to your divine order for our lives, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every wagging tongue that comes to slander our name is destroyed in the name of Yeshua. We cut off at the root. We cut off every tentacle, Father, of every diabolical plan of the enemy, every strategic tactic that the enemy has devised for our demise shall fail, that every weapon of mass destruction that he has set against us shall be turned on him in the spirit. We thank you, Father, that our prayer words will take on the form of heat-seeking projectile that will project themselves into the kingdom of darkness, hitting the bullseye every time, causing massive destruction. We declare and decree that there is no confusion in our lives, that the confusion remains in the kingdom of darkness. We thank you, Father, that you are our Jehovah Gabara, that you teach our hands how to war, that you give us signs and wonders as they follow those that believe, that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, on the deaf and the dumb, and they shall hear and speak your name. The lame shall come leaping into your presence, praising a holy God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, Father, that Yeshua is our counselor, that he is our advisor, that we follow the footsteps and the footprints that he has left on this earth as we shine the light of truth in dark places. As we shine the light of truth, the captive must be set free. For at the name of Yeshua, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And when we declare the name of Yeshua, the enemy has to bow. And when he bows, he must let the captive free. We thank you, Father, that your peace and your mercy fall upon our lives, that every chaotic situation that the enemy has sent for confusion to delay the plans that you have for our lives, that it is utterly destroyed, that every tentacle is cut off, that it is made a part of Yeshua's footstool. We thank you that success follow those that believe and seek after you and pant after you like the deer pant after the water brook. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the spirit and the anointing of the sons of Issachar, that we know your timing and your season, and that you sent us to speak to your people so that they will know that this is your appointed time. We thank you, Father, that you sit high and you look low, and that we can't sink too low, that you will not find us. You told us that if we made our bed in the depths of the sea, that you are there. If we made our bed in hell, Father, you will find us there. If we went to the cliff of the rock and we hid ourselves, you are there. You know every thought before we speak it, every sentence before we say it. You know, Lord God, our coming and our going. You know us before we were a twinkle in our father's eye or a seed in our mother's womb. So this day, Father, we thank you for being our God. Father, we thank you for being our protector. We thank you that you send your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truths. We thank you that we can go into our secret place and shut the door and cast our cares upon you. We realize that our prayers are two-way conversations, that when we speak a thing, Father, that we sit and we wait, because you will give us, you are faithful to give us divine instructions from heaven. We have but to listen, for you are speaking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this day, Father, we thank you as we pray for every grieving family this morning, that you encamp your angels all around them, that you give them comfort, for you are the God of peace, that you give them peace far beyond their understanding. We come, Father, and ask that your Spirit saturate every sick room, that you anoint the doctors, giving them wisdom far beyond their years, Father. We thank you for healing virtue, saturating every nursing home and every hospital as it floats down the hallways. We thank you, Father, for you are our God. We thank you, Father, that as we anoint our children and send them off to their various assignments, that you have placed covenant keepers, covenant makers in the doorway of the schoolhouses. And even though they've taken prayer out of the school, you haven't taken it out of the hearts of your believers. We thank you that you canceled the assignment of every bully that stalks the school hallways, cause them to repent and come seeking after you, a holy God that can do anything but fail. We cancel the assignment of every pedophile that stalks the playground, Father, and trolls the internet, cause him to fall on his face in repentance and return to Shuva. We pray, Lord God, for the hearts of men, that they will return to you, a faithful God. We thank you, Father, and we pray for every governmental official, for we know that they're not in the office unless you allow. Surround them with covenant keepers, covenant makers, and covenant believers that will speak according to your will, your plan, and your purpose for your life, for this timing and this season. And Father, we thank you that you know the thoughts that you have for us, of good and not evil, to prosper us. So we thank you, Father, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard against him. So, Father, this day, as we sit in your presence, allow us to remain here, for prayer is a two-way conversation, and allow us to sow a seed of silence. For in your presence is joy. In your presence is clarity. As we get crystal clear download from the throne room, that we walk out our soul's salvation in fear and trembling. And Father, when our hearts are overwhelmed, when we don't know which way to go, when we can't trace your hand, we know that you're perfecting those things concerning us in the background, and that we just have to wait on you. For they that wait upon the Lord, you will renew their strength. They will mount up as wings of eagles. They shall run and not faint. So we have put our hand to the plow, and we will not look back. We thank you for your Shabbat, your divine rest. We thank you for your season of repentance, Father. Search me, O Lord. And if you find that there is anything that is not like you, cut it off at the root. Make it a part of Yeshua's footstool. As I surrender my life to you, Father, we pledge our allegiance to you, our only true God. For we are the seeds of Abraham. We thank you that you bless us in the city. You bless us in the countryside. You bless us in our going and our coming, for we are ambassadors of the kingdom. We are your ecclesia on this earth. So we pledge our allegiance to you and only you. And we won't, Father, feel faint by the chaos around us. We won't get upset about the storm that is brewing, because we know that there is peace in the center of the storm. So we stand holding your hand and seeking your understanding as we press toward the mark of the high calling. For you are our God, you are our Jehovah, you are our holy, holy God. And we thank you for Yeshua, that you sent him and he was crucified, died and buried, raised on third day with all power in his hands. He gave us the keys of the kingdom. Teach us how to use the keys. And we thank you, Father, that when we went to the left and you told us to go to the right, you waited patiently for our will to line up with your will. You wasn't surprised at our decisions, but you waited, Father. And you sent Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truths. So we will follow the path that is least trodden. We will walk the path of truth. For broad and spacious is the road leading to destruction, and many are finding it. But we, your remnant, keep our feet on the straight and narrow as we maneuver around the potholes of life that the enemy has set for our demise. And Father, when we get to the other side of through, we thank you that we will shine as pure gold, that we will walk in the assignments that you have given us, that we say yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your plan and your purpose for our lives. So this day, Father, as we enjoy this sweet hour of prayer in your presence, we thank you that you have given us the spirit of joy for our garment of heaviness. And we thank you, Father, that you did not kill us in our disobedience, but you waited patiently. So this day, Father, we surrender every fiber of our being to your will, your way, and your plan for our lives. It's in Yeshua's matchless name that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Khadijah here. Thank you for joining us for Sweet Hour Prayer. We were having some difficulties on Conversation with Alba, but we're here nonetheless. And I would like to speak the priestly blessing over your home, your cars, your children. You know it from Numbers 6 and 24. May the Lord keep and bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord keep you in perfect peace. I will speak it in its original language, Hebrew. Yavarachaka Yehovah v'yishmerecha, Ya'el Yehovah panav elecha v'huneka, Isa Yehovah panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. I pray that you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Until next time, shalom.